You're listening to Sunday Morning on 99.1 The Mix.
Good morning. I am Mike Mason, and I am pleased to be joined by an in-studio guest. Her name is Marla McKenna. She is an author and here to talk about one of her new books, which is entitled I'm a Secret Superhero, and some of the proceeds of the book go directly to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And you're thinking, Linda Blair, I know that name. Yes, the same Linda Blair, the actress who is obviously most famous for her role in The Exorcist. But Marla, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
So we talked, was it over a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had a book called Mom's Big Catch,
mm-hmm.
which was related to the Brewers.
Yeah.
And it was the Brewers on deck?
Brewers on deck, yeah.
Okay.
Mom's Big Catch was inspired by something that happened at Miller Park at a Brewer game. And it's just a crazy story. It's a fun family day. And something just really fun and exciting and crazy happened that day. And it inspired a story. And so I work with baseball teams. The book can be customized to fit baseball teams. And because it was inspired by something at the Brewers, I had approached them early on and they got on board, and that was really exciting. So 2 years ago at Brewers on Deck, I teamed up with Milwaukee area businesses and the Milwaukee Police Department and the Brewers, and we did a community book drive. So if you brought in a newer, gently used children's book, then you got the Miller Park version of Mom's Big Catch, which was pretty
awesome.
Cool. Yeah, and we collected 1,500 books for kids in the Milwaukee area for Next Door Books for Kids program.
That's
amazing. it was really exciting, and it was a dream come true.
So you keep saying something happened. Can you tell us what?
Well, I'm not going to give the ending away.
Oh, okay. That's right. All right. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you have
I
to read
it.
The
I see
story.
What you're doing. So
it's fun.
These can be conformed to any MLB team?
Yes, and minor league teams. I currently work with the Toronto Blue Jays minor league team, the Pirates minor league team,
okay.
and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
And so they've incorporated the books into their reading programs, which is pretty cool, you know, to tie baseball with reading. So that's been exciting. And
okay.
then there's also a Wrigley Field version of the book.
I was going to say, I'm from Chicago.
I know.
I'm not sure if you know.
Cubs fan. Yeah.
So you can get...
There's a Wrigley Field version, and Fergie Jenkins, actually, I go out to spring training. The books support the Fergie Jenkins Foundation.
Wow.
And I go out to spring training, and he signs the books with me, and that's an honor. That is pretty cool.
I don't remember getting an invite for spring training this year.
He is a big Hall of Fame pitcher.
I met when I was a kid, obviously been a Cubs fan my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So this past year was a big year for me and
us. Absolutely, yes.
And I met Fergie Jenkins. I used to collect baseball cards. Had a huge collection, and I went to a baseball card show in Chicago somewhere. And on the same day, I met Ryne Sandberg and Fergie Jenkins at the same show. I have a picture with both of them. And just such a nice guy, and took the time for me being, I was in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
But just a really down-to-earth guy, and it's something, I mean, obviously I'm still talking about it.
Yeah, you'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and, you know, Raleigh Fingers is usually there, too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that's pretty
cool. He was a
Brewer,
right?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into this book. So your first book was
Mom's Big Catch, and the second book is Sadie's Big Steal, and the story continues, and that offers, all of my books offer a message to kids about never giving up and following their dreams. Sadie's Big Steal has an anti-bullying message about respect and kindness and just, you know, teaching kids to make good choices.
Okay.
And I should say, too, you know, we talked about the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. Rick Springfield matches all of my donations to partial proceeds that go to...
The Rick Springfield?
The Rick Springfield.
Wow. Okay. I gotta
ask. Which is pretty cool, too.
How did you get hooked up with Rick Springfield?
Okay, so I have been a Rick Springfield fan forever, okay? And, you know, he comes to Milwaukee a lot, and he used to play Pottawatomie, you know, Northern Lights, for like 3 to 5 nights.
Okay.
And he's coming back. He's coming back in the end of April again. And, you know, he's very approachable. And it was at one of the meet and greets at his book signing, you know, because he's a best-selling author, too. And I just asked him, you know, my book was coming out, and I had asked him if he would match, you know, partial proceeds. And there's fan trips, and I talked to his wife, Barbie, and they were really excited. They didn't hesitate. They said they would, you know, match the donation.
That's great.
So, and then the coolest thing, he supported on these fan trips. He supported the books before, but the recent one was just to Atlantis in the Bahamas in November.
Mm.
And all the fans on the trip got special bookmarks that were promoting I'm a Secret Superhero, and there and the bookmark it, you know, it shares the information about my book. There's pictures of me and Rick and his quotes.
Awesome.
And
okay.
And he promoted, he and I did a video, and then he promoted it on stage. He talked about it, so that's crazy. I don't know how that happened, but it just did. I guess it was meant to be. And he's
like besties with Rick Springfield.
He's an advocate, you know, of kids and dogs, and he loves dogs. And his dog Gomer is in Sadie's Big Steel. So, you know, and he's all about, you know.
But there's two dogs on the cover. Which one is one of his? I'm showing you.
Not on the cover, inside the book. There are a bunch of characters in the book. And Gomer has the blue eyes, which is kind of a fun. Yeah. So
that's his dog.
That's his dog. And he was pretty touched by that. That's pretty cool. You know, that someone put, you know, his dog who had passed away, you know, are all like family to us.
And I know. I went through that last year.
Yeah. Terrible. And so, you know, Rick's just been great. And sometimes I can't even believe it, you know, because these books have launched a new career and a new purpose. And it's just been awesome.
How do you, you know, you said you didn't want to give away the ending to Mom's Big Catch, and I get it. And you found the story, you know, the inspiration for the story at a Brewers game. So how do you get the idea for your new book, which is I'm a Secret Superhero? How does that?
I'm a Secret Superhero. It, you know, Mom's Big Catch and Sadie's Big Steel go together. They're a series.
All right.
But I'm a Secret Superhero, I didn't plan that book at all. It honestly just came to me. I had been thinking of writing an adult book called Take Back Your Power, which I'm still working on.
Okay.
Then it launched this children's book companion that came first, and it rhymes. It just came to me. I sat down and I wrote it, and it in like an hour or two, and it rhymes, and, you know, it actually makes sense. Because that's, you know, when I go to school and I teach the kids, I said, you can write a rhyming book, but it all needs to make sense. And that book, you know, my message to kids is always, like I said, you know, patience, positivity, perseverance. And I use Mom's Big Catch and Sadie's Big Steel as tools to teach that. But I'm a Secret Superhero is really transparent in its message. And it really teaches kids, you know, that we're all born, all of us are born with special gifts and talents. And it's our job, you know, to find those gifts and talents.
Sure.
And use them and work really hard at whatever we want to do in life and our life's purpose. And, you know, to make a difference in the world. And, you know, we all, those are our superpowers. And thinking positive thoughts, those are our superpowers too. So when I go to schools, which I do author visits to schools everywhere, all over. I mean, all over Wisconsin, I've been, Illinois, just all over the U.S. And that's my message to kids. I mean, I teach the editing, writing, publishing, illustrating process. But I also teach kids, you know, Mom's Big Catch took me 2 years to get published. So I had a lot of rejection. Yeah, and that's pretty normal, you know, when you send books away.
So you take it to, you take it to a publishing company?
Yeah, you send it away.
I got an idea for a book.
Yeah.
Do you have, I mean, is it already, I mean, obviously it's not in this form. Mm-hmm. When you go to a publishing company,
it's just, you
company,
just email
right?
it. Yeah, you okay. just email, like, you know, a PDF for your document.
Okay.
And,
okay.
and, you know, lots of times you just kind of wait to get rejected.
Okay.
And then, but what's really cool is, you know, that's the message I share with kids is that if you want something in life, you know, you have to work really hard at it.
Right.
And you have to believe in yourself.
Sure.
Kids need to be inspired and encouraged that they can do anything they want.
Absolutely.
In life.
As a parent, I'm in 100% agreement with that. So I was just, as you were talking about this book, I was paging through it. You wrote this in an hour?
About that, yeah. I know, it just kind of came to me. I just sat down and I wrote it.
So how do you, obviously I'm not, you know, very educated on how putting a book mm-hmm. together, you know, all the pieces, I'm looking at the illustrations. How do you hook up with that person?
So it's really interesting. And my first two books were done by a different publisher, and I didn't know that illustrator. But I'm a Secret Superhero is illustrated by a good friend of mine. She actually did my website. Her name is Brenda Cato. And it's funny, the connection with that, too, is I know all of your stations, that, you know, with Leroy Butler, and her sister was his teacher. So that's a small world, too. So it's kind of fun.
Okay.
But
right.
Brenda did my website, and I didn't know she had this beautiful talent. I mean, the illustrations are just, they're brilliant, they're vibrant, they're so beautiful. And I work now with Reggie LaBerge Publishing, and she's in the Milwaukee area, and she's awesome. And I have now more control over my books and my choice in an illustrator. And so that's exciting for an author.
Okay.
So, because some authors don't meet their illustrators, but Brenda did a great job and Reggie's great too.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now you've got the local connection with your publisher.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, okay. We're speaking with Marla McKenna. She is an author and she is talking about her new book, which is I'm a Secret Superhero, which looks super cute. Is this just for girls? Or is
no.
It looks like, you know, like you got Supergirl on the
cover.
There
are boys in there. There
okay,
are,
I did see that.
There
I did
are,
see that.
And there's a baseball player, so
okay.
We're kind of staying in theme.
Yeah,
you know, I get asked that, and, you know, some are like, well, can you put a boy on the front, too? And, I mean, I suppose we could do that, but, you know, it's just kind of fun for girls, too.
Right.
And I mean, there's plenty of little boys that love this book and because of the message in it.
Sure.
And it was just Read Across America Week this past week. So, and, you know, it was Dr. Seuss's birthday. So I was at a school every day for the last 2 weeks sharing my message, and that was fun, too.
Okay, so you go around to different schools in the Milwaukee area, in
everywhere.
The state?
Everywhere. I do author visits to schools, you know, and I think especially the smaller rural schools think that's pretty cool because it just always makes me laugh because they always introduce me as this real live author, and I think they think...
You are.
An author lives in, like, Hollywood in a mansion, and I'm just like, no, I don't live that far from you, and I'm a mom, and,
right,
you know,
right.
I just happen to write a book, and I think, like I said, I think it's just important to teach children, you know, the importance that they can do and be anything they want to do.
Sure.
And
right.
And it's launched a new career for me, and it's just been a great opportunity and experience to meet with children, and they just get so excited about reading and writing. And like I said, you know, Dr. Seuss's birthday, they celebrate that everywhere. I mean, that's a big deal.
Sure.
In schools.
Right.
So it's been rewarding.
So school visits, say somebody listening right now works for a school or as an administrator, mm-hmm. or a teacher or whatever, how do they get you into their school?
Yeah, just, you know, you can give me a call. You can contact me. And my website is marlamckenna.com. All of my information is on there. And just reach out to me, and I'd be happy to come to your school.
So marlamckenna.com, MARLAMCKENNA. Love your website. You've got the little toolbar on the top. I guess that's, you can call it a toolbar, but there is a section for charities,
mm-hmm.
and that talks about your books and how partial proceeds go to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And did we talk about how you got hooked up with that organization?
Well, I'm a big dog lover. I love dogs. And
yeah, me too.
You know, Rick Springfield, if you're a Rick Springfield fan, you know he's a big dog lover, and he's a huge supporter of the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And a few years back when he was here,
I feel like we have to put this on in the background.
That works for me. You know, he's a huge supporter. And when he comes to Milwaukee, there was a charity softball game, and he also gives back to the Humane Society here, which I also donated partial proceeds to the Humane Society. Yeah. And so, you know, as a fan, you realize and you know that that's what he supports. And I thought, as I teach kids, when something good happens to you, I think you should do something good for someone else.
Sure.
And I just thought, you know, with my books, I can teach kids and I can give books to kids and I can donate proceeds. But with animals, I can donate, you know, funding, and I can
sure.
give back to that. So that's why I decided to choose the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And she works with local humane societies and Pet Finder. And she's just... I've gotten to know her a little bit too, and you know, she's just like an angel on earth. She really is. The work she does, and you know, tries to getting, you know, laws passed for, you know, breed discrimination, you know, and that's kind of what Sadie's Big Steal, you know, Sadie's Big Steal has an anti-bullying message, but it also has a breed discrimination message in it as well. And you know, that's what Linda supports, and just finding forever homes for all dogs and all breeds, and just, you know, educating people. And that's why I just decided to do that. And, you know, Rick Springfield has this huge community. You know, it's a huge community of friendships that you form. And there's just a lot of support that's come out of it.
I see you got a... When you go under the charity section of your website, you've got all these pictures. You've got pictures with Linda Blair, Rick Springfield, and then I see Fergie Jenkins mm-hmm. there for Mom's Big Catch. And is the cover this? Does he have the Wrigley Field one?
Yes, he does.
Okay, and
yes.
What am I holding? Am I holding the...
You're holding the original one.
The Brewers one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the original one. There's actually a Brewer separate one as well.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's holding the Wrigley Field one.
So you've had a lot of success.
Yeah.
You gotta be pretty proud of yourself, right?
Thank you. Well, as I teach kids, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, you really have to, if there's something you want in life, you have to go for it.
Right.
And you have to really work hard at it. And
true.
And you know what? These connections I've made, it's all been from a lot of people who've helped me.
Sure.
And I've learned that, you know, you can ask. All you can do is ask. Someone right. can say no, but someone can say yes, too.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of good people out there that just, you know, help want to help you. And, you know, we all should just want to help each other.
Sure.
I mean, we're all in this life together, and
sure.
that's how I feel.
So how does someone... get a copy of your book?
You can get a copy anywhere books are sold, but
okay.
If you want to get a signed copy, you can go to MarlaMcKenna.com.
And you know I'm going to have you sign these.
Yes, I will.
Before you leave, right?
Yeah, I'll sign
them. You should have brought Rick and Linda in.
Oh, yeah.
Or Fergie.
I'll just call them up and see if they want to come
right,
in.
Right, sure, because you guys are all besties now, right?
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about... the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation?
Mm-hmm. She's located in California, and she has a huge property that she needs help, you know, funding, because she saves and rescues and tries to protect as many dogs as she possibly can. So, you know, on her website, you know, I encourage you to look at is lindablairworldheart.org.
I'm already there.
Yeah, and, you know, she's always asking for donations and help, because, you know, I think people think, well, Linda Blair, she's a celebrity, but, you know, she does her appearances, the proceeds she makes from her appearances go back to her foundation, you know. And I think there might be this misconception that, you know, she doesn't need as help because she's a celebrity status, but she needs donations and she needs help, because she puts all of her funding into her true passion in helping these dogs.
She's got a great website as well.
Yeah, it is.
Reading about the About Us part of her website, the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation is built of a group of inspired, motivated humanitarians who work tirelessly to fight animal cruelty by educating the public, animal rescue, and finding loving families to give the helpless a second chance at a happy life. So I think that's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just... It's weird. We were just at a Humane Society yesterday because my dog passed away in July. He was six and a half, and he was, you know, he was sick.
That's young.
I mean, not to bring the interview down, but he was
no,
such a great dog. He was a boxer, a boxer shepherd mix, and, you know, this big 80-pound dog and just a loving guy and boy. And then he, for some reason, he got a little sick. Like he wasn't, you know, digesting his food. He started losing weight. And then all of a sudden he dropped like, I don't know, 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were always taking him to the vet, and we were trying to, you know, they had him on different foods and, you know, trying to get him healthy again. And he started gaining weight. And he was, you know, putting on a few pounds here and there. And we were taking him to the vet every week, getting him weighed. And the vet himself was so excited because he was, you know, he was looking up, you know. And then, you know, we wake up one morning and he's making these, like, I don't know, like these, like he's having trouble breathing. And I took him to the vet because I was like, oh, God, something has happened. You know, I assumed that we would be going to the vet. I would be getting some medications for him, and we would be coming home. And that's when they told me they did some blood work on him, and they said he was completely septic and that he was dying. And I was like, it was
surreal,
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like getting old.
Well,
so,
they're
you know,
family. They're a family.
Well, it wasn't the it wasn't the news that I was expecting. So I called, you know, my daughter and my fiance, and they all came, and you know, me and my daughter had a moment alone, and we were in the room when they had to, you know, he crossed to the bridge, and it was horrible. It was terrible. And so we went to the Humane Society yesterday, and, you know, we've been talking about getting a dog, and I don't know if I'm ready yet, but, I don't know. I really don't want to go through that whole thing again, but we have another dog. We have a boxer, and my fiance had a boxer, and I had my dog, and both of them were like, the two of them were, when we brought them together at first, she's very territorial over my dog, but then they became like best friends. So I know she misses a companion as well. So I understand the entire, you know, the effort to rescue animals and how important it is. And
well, and there's so many dogs out there that do need loving homes.
Right.
You know, and it's like, it's, you know, we can help.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and so that's why I've done this. And Sadie is my dog, and she's a character in the book, and she's the Give a Dog a Home logo. So,
what kind of dog is that?
She's a Maltese poodle mix.
Okay,
she's a Maltipoo.
what type of dog does Rick Springfield have? Because I know his dog is in the book.
He has got...
Or had, I should
say. Yeah, he did, but I know he's got some other... He's got a cute little one named Bindi, and she's just really, really cute.
Okay,
but he's always had bigger dogs, too. But, you know, that dog is sometimes, you know, or an animal, it's a contract for heartbreak. He said that, you know, many times, but they also just bring you so much love and joy.
Yes.
And they just do unconditional love. It's the best thing.
Yep.
It's just the best thing in the world. And they are part of our family.
Right.
And that's why I just wanted to put some efforts towards helping these animals, you know, whatever I can do, you know, it's a small amount compared to what some people, but I do whatever I can and I educate people.
Okay.
So the more I go out, people hear about this too. So,
well, Marla, I want to thank you for coming in. I'm looking forward to reading not only I'm a Secret Superhero, but your other books as well, Mom's Big Catch and Sadie's Big Steal with our boy at
home.
Thank
you.
So, again, you can get these books on Marla's website, which is marlamckenna.com, or wherever books are sold.
Yeah, right.
And just real quick, you know, let's say you go to purchase this book. Some of the proceeds do benefit. Tell us which charities.
The Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And again, Rick Springfield has, he matches my donations, and we've donated thousands of dollars so far. So it's really been, it's just been awesome. And the Wrigley Field benefits, that book benefits the Fergie Jenkins Foundation.
That's awesome.
So.
And you owe me a Wrigley Field copy.
Okay, I do. I will get that for
and
you.
I'm going to have you sign these
I
before
will.
You leave, too, you're a big time author.
Big time.
Well, we look forward to having you in the studio again with your next book, right?
Thank you. And I really appreciate you having me back. I do. Thank you.